What's wrong, John? Oh, the guillotine and the St. Andrew's cross? Yes, they are a bit intimidating, aren't they? You know, I love props and torture devices. I've been collecting them for years. Come look over here. You see this? Yes, it's a stretcher. Also known in the old days as the rack. The very same kind they used in the medieval days. It's perfect. Nothing wrong with it at all. Oh, and yes, that is a bed of nails. How great that you realize that. My most prized possession, though, is the chair of spikes. It's sure to cause excruciating pain, and it has the most wonderful addition of a large bin underneath to hold hot coals. You see, that way it heats the metal spikes, and in addition to the spikes tearing into the victim's backside, they are treated to the scalding burns that go with it. It's actually a great device because it minimalizes the bleeding, you know, by cauterizing things. I've been collecting for quite some time, as you can see. I don't get to use these items often, though. Only on special occasions, like tonight. Suddenly, it's very hard to breathe and you feel dizzy. You can't swallow. You realize there's no escape, and your fate is solely in your mistress's hands. The room starts to spin, and you feel yourself sinking to the floor as you faint. All the while, your mistress's laughter is ringing in your ears. Yes, John, this is going to be a painful evening for you. You look a bit dizzy and flushed. I didn't mean to shock you. You do trust me, don't you? You nod. Good boy. Now come over here and lie down. Yes, I know. This looks like a torture table, but I assure you it's fine. Just lie down on your stomach and put your arms out to the side. You're limp as a rag doll. Oh, that's good. The wine must be taking effect. Now let's just spread those legs of yours apart. Hours later, you wake. You feel fuzzy and very bleary-eyed. You blink several times to bring the room into focus, and an awful smell reaches your nostrils, making you come to much faster. You realize you're looking at the floor of the dungeon and you can't move. Your arms are stretched out to the sides of your body and shackled. You're lying face down on what seems to be a large metal device. Your legs are spread, and you notice that your ankles must also be shackled upon trying to move them. Curiously enough, it also feels as though there are a few openings in the metal bed, one for your face, which makes it possible to see the floor and to breathe, thank goodness. But the other area you feel open is around your crotch, and then you realize that the chastity tube you'd worn for the past 3 weeks is no longer there, and your penis is hanging straight down through the hole in this metal stretcher you've been shackled to. And then you hear your mistress's boots approaching. This is the end of the story, my pets, because I'm going to leave the rest up to your imagination. I enjoy hearing from my listeners and callers, so feel free to contribute what you think might happen next. You know, my favorite part of Halloween is torture, so giving you an ending would have been way too easy. Have a torturous Halloween, pet. This is Mistress Tia, and you can reach me at 888-650-6789 and read more about my torturous techniques at masturbationmistress.com. Goodbye, my pet.